ESPN 97.5 KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
Here they come, yo. Here they come. All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's The Usual Suspects on a Tuesday. Nothing better and could be finer in the world than having Nick, Barry, myself, and even Jugs. Trey is shadowing Nicholas.
I thought that was supposed
today.
To be on Mondays.
Well, he asked yesterday to come in today, so I guess he's changing up the days.
But I thought it was every Monday.
He said it was. It's a
when
temporary
have you known
change.
Trey to keep a schedule.
Okay. That's fine. We were going to plan stuff with him and do it on Mondays, but if we're going to keep changing the date, that's on him.
Barry.
He missed out.
You can walk in on the stream, and you can go like this.
Yeah.
He'll be here. Last week with Jerry, we decided Trey should come in. Nick went to the bullpen, made the call. The bullpen buggy was here in no time at all, and Trey was ready to go. Any chance that he gets to whore himself out on the air, he is here.
What was the interaction like between Jerry and Juggalo Trey?
It was really good at once they got comfortable, but at first, I think Jerry thought he was being set up.
Was Jerry nervous? Like,
I could tell he was. I could tell he was because I don't think he knew what I was trying to do. I don't think he knew how much of a punching bag intern Trey really is, and I was trying to set him up for that, and I even told him that.
You told Trey?
I didn't say you were going to get made fun of. I'm saying he might tease you. He's a stand-up comic Barry. Right. He might tease you a little bit, is what I said.
Yeah.
And so I guess Jerry didn't, you know, Jerry doesn't know me. He knows
Nick,
you.
Nick, let's be honest. You said he's going to be an a-hole. He could be an a-hole to Trey like Barry is to you.
I didn't say that part. I left that part out.
I don't think so.
But yeah. But he did good. He was really cool with them at the end. Gave him some tickets to the show. I think Trey went, right?
Yeah,
he went
to the show. Did Trey roast Jerry? At all?
No.
No, he was a little bit intimidated by Jerry, I think.
Really? I've never known Trey to be intimidated by anyone. That surprises me.
Because we call it Judge and Jerry. And so he was the Judge and Jerry of whether Trey started the fight at the hospital or not.
I mean, I thought I set it up pretty cool.
You did.
Because I said Trey was going to tell the story about getting into a fight in the hospital parking lot. And then Joel was going to like kind of pepper him with questions. And then Jerry was going to like, just like Joel said, be Judge and Jury.
Yeah.
So...
Okay.
That was a cool interaction, I thought.
It really was. It went well. But, yeah, Trey was not... I think Trey was like, this is the first time I'm meeting this dude kind of thing, where he wasn't going to be his normal self. But he was... He did experiment with bad jokes and throw just... He, you know, like he was testing jokes in the middle of a live segment that didn't go well.
Who was?
Trey was.
Oh, I thought you meant Jerry.
No.
I thought you did, too.
Oh,
I was like, dang,
God,
Jerry.
What?
No, not Jerry.
Oh, Trey didn't... trying out jokes in the middle of a segment that didn't work?
Never had that happen before.
I'm super surprised that that would happen.
Jerry ended up doing a Trey impersonation that was pretty damn good.
Really?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
I am caught up in a Twitter spat, by the way.
Another one?
Well, it's intercompany.
Uh-oh.
Apparently... They were trying to figure out on the morning show, The Bench, heard every day from 7 to 11, 9, 7 to 9. 7
Close
to 11,
enough.
7 to 9.
You can hear Granato from Galveston, so it's
yeah. Fun. So every morning starting at 7 a.m. right here on ESPN 97.5, it's The Bench with John and Lance and Dell and Raheel and Bob and all these other cats. But apparently they were looking for Russian spies, and I'm on the watch list. Why in the hell would I be?
Well, Laminack doesn't come across as Russian.
It's German.
Yeah.
But why?
Think about who's making this diagnosis and then putting it all together and realize Granato probably thinks that you are Latin, about Polish, an ex ex-con. Granado's probably still believe he Granado probably believes you're black.
Probably.
He probably does.
Probably. I don't feel like I've ever met him when he's sober, so he probably doesn't. He never remembers me. So he's always just like, oh, yeah, yeah, there's a couple of black guys at the station. There's Dell and Barry and, yeah, the guy from Ocean.
Drew. Yeah.
He probably doesn't know his name.
No, that Dwight Howard kid. Yeah. he's back there.
Yeah, I feel like that would be Granado. But apparently, yes, I'm caught up in aspiring now, thanks to the bench. So I feel like at some point I'm going to have to start some rumors about them.
That's fine.
Okay. You're good with that?
I'm all good with
that. All right.
Granado stirred the pot on me more than a few times. So
yeah. Has he?
Oh, my God.
Yes. Okay. Well, I got to get to the bottom of this on Twitter and figure out what's going on. And once I do, well, maybe we'll start some rumors of our own. How about that?
Sure. Lance in the Pants is still running around here. I saw him down the hallway.
We should grab him for a segment, actually.
Yeah, we should. He's supposed to join us once a week anyways, right?
He's on Wednesday. Time, though. He's busy.
He's too big to join the
busy NFL networking and
one of the best shows,
hats.
The Big Show. Yeah, he's too busy to join.
Too big to join the Big Show.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
He filled in, but again, even on the fill-in, couldn't be there on time. Lance time means he shows up when he's ready, about a half hour in.
I think it is kind of funny that he shows up late. He's like, "Well, I gotta leave early. I gotta." Did he? He left early, right?
No, did he? He didn't leave early.
He didn't leave early. He just showed up late. Oh, he just showed up in the third segment, like at 1:31-ish or whatever.
I'm just going to start doing that. I'm just going to start showing up about 1:40.
Yeah, the show will go by faster.
I looked over at Joe and he had that look like he was about to say, you already do.
I was going
to
say, what's the time difference between then and now? I don't know.
Jerk.
Jeez.
All right, I deserve that. Okay.
All right, so we got plenty to get to today. And we got a Hard Knocks tonight.
Yeah, you got to remind me. I want to watch it. I still haven't sat down and watched any of it yet.
A lot going on because of the fact that if you missed it, Coleman, the receiver that they traded to the Bills, played against them for the first time. So there was that story. Then there's the Dez being in camp story. And supposedly they got it all on tape, every bit of the meeting between Dez and Hugh Jackson and Dorsey and all that. So that'll be cool to watch. And then during the game, the Bills accused Jarvis Landry of dirty play and blocks and everything like that, and they're going to have all that. And we still have yet to see where the quarterbacks get hit during practice and Todd Haley starts with his dominant personality. You don't hit the effing quarterback. Get off the quarterback. And I guess at some point, it's coming either this week or next week, defensive coordinator Greg Williams comes in and goes, well, then effing block somebody so that they don't have to hit the quarterback. And that's
nice.
Lance and I were talking about that last week because with his dad being an offensive line coach, Hugh Jackson seems to me to be very soft.
You think so?
Yeah. And I don't think he really has the respect of those two coordinators because those two coordinators are so dominating with their personalities and just, you know, in their resumes and everything like that. And I look at it and I go, I don't think, because Dorsey took the general manager job and Hugh's already been there. So Lance and I were having the conversation. He kind of agreed with me. I don't think Hugh is a Dorsey guy, but if he wins, he'll be okay. But those two coordinators are dominating.
Well, yeah, he didn't strike me as the kind of guy that's soft. But because I think sometimes guys will get that reputation if they're a player's coach.
True.
And he does strike me as a player's coach. Like the players enjoy playing for him. They enjoy being around him. They enjoy doing what they're doing with him. So I don't know. Maybe he is soft. Who knows?
Or if you come off like monotone, like you're always level all the time.
Right.
There's this perception that you're soft sometimes.
That could be the case.
When you're really not, you're just
did you watch last
calm.
Week's? Or you were, because you were out of town. I didn't know if you saw last week's. But just the way he handles practices when things aren't going right and everything like that. Even when you know those people that when they try to cuss, you can tell it's forced?
Yes.
And you don't believe them. It doesn't make it more intimidating and more believable.
Like they get them messed up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's that guy.
Really?
Yeah.
He's not a good cusser?
Six? Come on, Six. I mean, you're freaking. And I'm like, oh, come on, man. That's just not you. I did not say it, Nick.
I couldn't tell, honestly, man. Dude, you guys freak me out.
I did not say it.
But that's how he is. Pretty close. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, oh.
I got it this time.
Did you double tap it? Because
I double tapped.
I almost lost my.
Well,
damn
I was trying to get rid of
because
you.
Because of you.
I was trying to get rid of you.
Oh.
Did you see did you, that, by the way?
Did you learn? Did you hear afterwards what happened? So if you guys don't know, the week that I left for L.A., that Friday, I said something that may or may not be inappropriate. We still don't know.
May or may not be inappropriate. Get on out of here with that nonsense.
And I rely on my producer, who's been in this business for how many years now, Nick? Have you been doing radio?
Like 6.5.
6.5 years you've been doing this at this station, at this Gal Media for 6.5 years. So this equipment is not new to you. So I say the inappropriate thing and thinking that my producer will have my back and dump it. No, he said, I pushed the button and everybody is texting the show. That went over the air. I was like, oh, they're on the stream. They're all like, no, we're not. I'm in my car. I heard that. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to be fired. Come to find out, after the show, we're in there talking to Tyler. And Nick goes, yeah, I said, what? Maybe the buttons broke, y'all, because Nick said he pushed it. And Nick goes, oh, wait. Do you have to push it twice for the full 8 seconds? Tyler goes, oh, yeah, yeah, that's what you have to do. He goes, oh, I just pushed it once.
You're still here? Nobody got rid of you? I tried and I failed.
Now, wait a minute. There's a follow-up to this, too. I'm not sure you're aware of this because you weren't really following social media while you were out, right? But then a discussion started on Twitter where some of the people that work here wanted to inquire about the genius work of the creative Nick Sciarra and the way he's able to protect people. And he goes, oh, yeah, when I really want to look out for people, I make sure that nothing that they say gets on the air. But like the usual suspects, I don't even care.
That's Twitter. We like to go back and forth.
You said that.
We like to joke. That.
Trey.
You two are my faves.
Trey.
Am I training him to replace me?
Take over. You're in. Hey. I'm calling in the lefty.
That's your signal.
You're up. Nick, give me the ball. You're out of here. You're out of the game.
I don't really want to be here, but I want to be here.
I'm going to start acting like I'm pushing the button.
You're
going
to be like, I got it, guys. Don't worry. You are not going to get fined and or suspended and or fired.
Trey's going to be so worried about it. He's going to be like Space Invaders. He's going to keep hitting the button, and Barry's going to be like, Edward, to the show. Edward, and we'll be right back.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we're just getting started. I don't know who's producing today, but whether it's Trey or Nick, we're going to be okay. HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter, where it's at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Yes, Barry.
When we come back, can we talk about Nick's vacation? I'd like to discuss that. Yeah, is that okay with you?
Trey would love to talk about Nick's vacation.
Okay, let's discuss that next.
That'll be fine. That and more right around the corner right here on ESPN 97.5. And right now, I do want to tell you about the good people at Gallery Furniture. Been telling you about Mattress Mack and his staff for a long time. Why? Well, because just like he was when something happens bad in the Houston area, like the hurricane, he's there to come help the people of Houston and be there to support them. Well, he does the same thing with his furniture stores. And now he wants to make sure that you're aware that whenever you need anything furniture-wise for your house, he's always going to be there with Gallery Furniture. Now he has three locations to better serve you. He has Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. He has the Galleria right across from Dillard's on Post Oak. And he has the mainstay I-45 North. Exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Regardless of which location you choose, same great Gallery Furniture service. Unbelievable American-made furniture from brands like Stickley, where you have leather and upholstered furniture and basically furniture for every room in your house. And the bottom line is everything that they say is everything that they're going to do. That means if you buy today, there's no back order slips. You get it the same day. Deliveries within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase time. The delivery people are willing to rearrange furniture in your house, get rid of furniture you don't want anymore, and do lots of other things because they want to make sure that you go to the Gallery and remember their customer service. Also, the same deals, the Astros deal still intact, which means if the Astros win it all at the end of the year, you get it all for free if you spend $3,000 or more in bedroom furniture, including Tempur-Pedic. And the main thing that Mattress Mack says is exactly what they're going to do. That means Gallery Furniture is going to make sure that they save you money.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Oh my God. Back on The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel. First half hour of the show. Barry and I are just settling in, and the love is overflowing on the text messages. But how about this one? Because this one's scary, and it's true. Someone texted in, does Jug Trey drive a red car? Pretty sure I saw him on 59. Shame on you, Trey, for texting and driving.
Do you text and drive, Trey? You do?
Uh-oh.
Give him the microphone, Nick.
So when you're not... Hey.
Hold on. How many times have you shadowed him already?
Just the one.
Just the one day. Did you make notes?
Yes.
Do you not know how to turn your own microphone on?
You press on the producer.
And then, but did you just do that, or did you just talk to a cold mic?
I didn't want
to
mess anything up.
What?
What could you possibly mess up if you know what's going on back there?
I don't know. You never know.
Do you text and drive?
Every once in a while.
It's a simple answer, yes or no.
You know, it depends on what your definition of texting and driving is.
Yes or no, do you text and drive?
You know, well, it depends on what your definition is of is.
You're on a highway. We know you're a NASCAR fan, so you're going above the speed limit, and you are focused on your phone.
Do you drive down 59?
No, I actually, well, yeah, you're right. I did take 59 today, but sometimes I take 610.
So you're on 59.
But you could see any red car.
With a redhead
mug?
With a redhead inside of it?
I wasn't texting while driving. I was changing the songs.
Oh.
I had to go from one Oasis song to another.
Oasis? When the officer pulls over, do you think he'll be forgiving because you weren't texting, you were changing Oasis?
Probably.
Not.
I don't know. I don't think you get... Nobody really gets tickets for texting and driving. They've only, like, there hadn't been a lot of
tickets
written.
They just die. Yeah. All right, let's just get this out of the way because all texting, no tweeting won't let it go. He's already brought it up on the text line and the Twitter line. What crash happened this weekend, and is the person going to be okay? Because honestly, no one cares except all texting, no tweeting.
That is correct.
He should be okay. It was a really bad crash, but... he had some spinal injuries. I think he broke an ankle.
Oh, I saw he had like screws put in his spine.
Yeah, he had screws put in his spine, but he should be okay. I really hope he gets better because he was really good and he hadn't won a race yet, so it would really be a shame.
Will you be writing about him this week in your blog for NASCAR on SportsMap?
Well, he's not a NASCAR driver. He's an IndyCar driver, but yeah, I'll probably write about him.
It's on me. My bad.
It's no big deal. It's easy to get those two things mixed
up. Four wheels and an engine. We'll go with it.
Yeah.
NASCAR Johnny will be chiming in now.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Exactly. All right, Trey. Thank you very much.
Trey, do you still scream at yourself in the car?
Every now and again when I want to, like...
So between the phone in your hand and screaming at yourself, having an argument between you and you, essentially, this is what you do behind the wheel.
Well, I don't text and drive all the time. I just, you know...
Well, at least you don't hit things all the time either, right?
I've never been in
somebody.
A crash. I've never been
in
like a full-on crash.
How long have you had your license? How old are you?
Since 2012.
Oof, the math. I could tell you were struggling there.
2012.
Yeah. Okay. And you've never had a wreck?
No, I've never had like a major wreck.
I got in a wreck the first week I got my license.
Really? I got pulled over the first day I got my license.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get out of it?
Yeah, it wasn't my fault. Like, the car's registration was expired.
Did you offer him some sex?
No, it was a female.
Did you offer her some sex?
No, I did not.
Wait a minute. Why not? It was a female? What are you trying to say?
Wait a second. That just phrasing.
That didn't come out right.
Phrasing.
Did it? Or did it? Are phrasing. You breaking news?
No, phrasing.
Is that what you're doing?
I'm asexual.
Right. Here we go
you
with
messed
that
it up.
Again.
I know why you messed it up, because you're dyslexic.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm dyslexic.
Thank
Can
you,
you
Trey.
Imagine if you get in an accident with this
Put
guy?
Put Nick back on. We have to talk about his vacation.
Hmm? Can you imagine getting in an accident with
oh
him and
God.
You're about to pull over, stop, and go, no, screw it. I'll put it on my insurance. I ain't doing this.
Yeah, I'm not getting... Yeah. All right, Nick, so you're not here Friday, huh, bud?
No, I am not. I am on a family trip.
Where are you going?
A camping trip.
Where?
Outside Austin.
Where outside Austin?
I don't know. I didn't...
The trees?
Some park.
In a
some
bush?
Some park out...
My
you,
sister...
Are you
my
Bronx?
Sister... No. My no? sister... I think it's like Black Bear Park or something like that.
Oh, so you're racial, right?
I knew you were going to say that, but... Yeah. It's something along those lines, but yeah.
I think it's African-American
White Bear. White Bear Park was full?
I'm not going to answer that.
The Griswold family vacation? Couldn't go to...
Now, something came up in the meeting... prior to us going on air.
What was that?
I'm letting you run this one.
Are you putting your dog at a resort?
Yeah. It's not a resort. It's like a dog hotel.
What?
Yeah. I'm boarding my dog. Yeah. Well, who else? You gonna watch it? You gonna watch my dog?
No. You don't.
You can watch his dog on the farm.
No, the farm's full.
Perfect.
So you're,
but they'll probably get consumed by one of those bobcats.
That's a legitimate business name.
What did you call it?
Rover Oaks.
Is it really?
Yep.
I thought you were just kidding.
Nope. Over by the dome, Rover Oaks.
Is that where you're taking your dog?
No, he was just kidding.
You open mouth kiss your dog, don't you? I feel like.
Jesus, that just went off the rails.
I feel like anybody that would board their dog at an exclusive pet hotel open mouth kisses their dog.
It's not an exclusive. It's actually. It's actually the same spot. No.
I'm Daddy Miss You.
No, that sounds so disgusting. That is so nasty.
At least you didn't throw I Love You in there. That's weird. Good.
Daddy missed you. Did you sleep naked with your dog?
Not naked.
Okay. Underwear?
Yeah.
So gross. It's got to be a starting point.
Does your dog like to cuddle?
Loves to cuddle. It's a schnauzer.
What the hell does that mean?
It's a little small dog.
You should see the dog.
All schnauzers?
You should see
small
the dog. It's a pit bull.
Joe fired off some shots. I like it.
So here's the thing. So I'm sitting at home watching TV last week, and Nick texts me about 8 o'clock at night, I think, or something like that. And he's like, hey, man, you and Lisa, can you tell me what's up? Like, should I board my dog at a regular boarding? Or, like, if you pay double, she gets a hotel room.
What?
I'm like, the suite? And he's like, yeah, is that worth it?
That's what I called it. I called it a suite.
You're putting your dog
in a suite.
An actual suite.
That or a cage.
At the Rover Oaks.
That or a cage.
So,
oh my God.
You have the option.
You should never, ever, 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 how much time is left in this segment? Ever, 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 ever make fun of me wearing Abercrombie and Fitch? You are putting your dog, you open mouth kiss your dog.
I don't open mouth kiss my dog, you a-hole.
Hotel. You're putting your dog up in a doggy resort.
Are you going to let me explain?
Man, this is rough.
Are you going to let me explain?
What? Dad joke. All right. Go ahead.
Hate your face
get
so much.
Rough.
Go ahead. Please explain.
I really enjoyed the 5 days that you were in
please
here.
Please explain. Please explain.
Okay. So I had two families that I could trust that watched my dog in the past in the event that I went out of town.
Okay.
They both moved out of Texas.
So you only know two people in the entire state of Texas that could have kept your
that
dog
I am,
for you.
That I trust with my dog.
Two
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
That's it.
That is it.
I find that hard to believe.
I really don't trust anybody else.
You don't
for
trust
you
Joel.
Do, you don't
Joel has 9,000 dogs at his house.
My
9,001 might be a problem.
One more for a week would not have been a big deal. How my long dog are you gone for? How long are you gone for?
Just Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You could have just put those auto feeders out.
Dogs gotta walk. You gotta let them out.
You gotta walk the dog.
You
leave
dummy?
It outside.
It's not a cat. See, that's a cat
yeah,
owner.
There's no litter box, for God's sake.
That's
leave
a cat
outside.
Owner.
Oh,
leave the dog
good.
Outside.
Yeah.
And in 100 degree weather.
Do you not have any shade around your house at all? There's nowhere that dog could just lay down in the shade.
So shade is going to make the situation better for the dog.
Yes. Barry's not responsible enough to have a dog.
No.
He doesn't get it.
He can work with bobcats, but he can't freaking right. work with a damn dog.
When he's drunk, he can see if the dog wants to go in the garage. The cat, sorry.
So
my dog would literally pick a fight with each and every one of your dogs.
That's exactly right. And you don't want that.
Yeah.
So how much is this costing you? And
I don't
round
know.
Numbers.
I have it. There's
in round numbers.
Oh, so the cage is 25,
oh,
25 a night, but the suite it goes from 25 all the way up to 40 a night. 25
what
to 40.
Is the, what do you get in a doggy
you
suite?
You don't know.
A room, a 4x6
like
room.
You literally get
a 4x6.
I'm not making this up now. You literally get a room with a bed and the TV.
How do you know that? Do they have a doggy cam where you can check in on them
yes.
at any
That's exactly
moment?
What I asked them about.
Oh, my
yep.
God.
Yes,
I asked them
do.
About that.
I'm so ashamed of you.
This one doesn't have
You're gonna be like,
a doggy
hold
cam.
On, hold on, guys. I can't get in the river yet. I got to check on scraps.
Oh, look, a little Scraps is in his bed watching the TV.
All right, we're going to break.
I miss you.
We're going
I
wanna to
go.
Break.
Can we go back early? I really miss him.
So what am I supposed to do, smartass? What am I supposed to do? Where am I
Find a friend. You never even asked me if I would keep your dog.
You don't know how to watch no damn dog.
You didn't even ask.
You just proved.
You don't think I've ever owned a dog.
It's not the same protocol as a bobcat.
What you just said.
Nope.
I did have a dog jump off the second story balcony one time.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to do, leave my dog with your dumb ass. Hell no. Hell no. But anyway, there's no internet connection at the camping site, so I'm not going to worry about the dog feed, the camera feed. I'm not going to go with that.
But they have one.
Not at my location. Dude, it's ghetto. Have you seen my location? It's the place where I take my dog to get groomed. It's not like a fancy-ass hotel.
Can you see they're
camping? Is fancy.
They're camping, and Nick's mom goes, Nick, I need more s'mores. Hang out, Mom. Oh, hell no. That dog just... let me call that place right now. Get that German Shepherd off my schnauzer.
I can't believe you. I'm so embarrassed.
What am
for you
I
right
supposed
now.
To do?
Rover You're doing Oaks. The right thing, Nick.
A suite at Rover Oaks.
I thought the camera feed was the first thing you were going to mention, to be honest.
No, what's up to you?
I just totally guessed at that. Yeah. That would be there.
But I can't access a feed.
Now
so
I'll check
now
it for
the
you.
Ritzy places have the cameras in your suite. But if you don't go the suite route,
yeah. But how do you like if you
cameras,
pay for the
room?
There's
a big dog room and a little dog room, so, and they spend most of their time in those rooms where
okay.
you can watch.
So if you pay for the room, then you can check and make sure your dog is getting that room at any point. Otherwise, it's just the honor system because your dog can't tell you, "Yo, they never let me sleep in the room. They had me outside with the rest
That's
of
the thing.
Poor
I'm like,
dogs."
How can I trust this spot? I've never
exactly.
been there outside of just letting them like
you
groom
build
my dog.
Relationship.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. I never bored
so just
my dog.
Ask Juggalo Trey. He would have kept
no way Juggalo Trey is going to watch my dog.
He probably would open
he
mouth kiss
can,
your dog, too.
You would open mouth kiss hey. My dog? He said no.
Look, he's asexual, not desexual. Well, you never know.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
I'm
we're
so
a half
of
hour
1:30.
In, and it's already way getting crazy around here. It's the usual suspects. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5.
You know who it is. It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the second half hour of the show. It is The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, Joel, Trey sitting in shadowing Nick. I don't know if he's shadowing Nick or he's blocking the sun, but either way, he's behind you.
Wait,
but he's asexual,
that's not
so don't worry
nice.
About it.
That's not nice at all.
Oh, okay. Now, all of a sudden, you're the pleasant police.
When
did that change?
I'll just read. So, we got a bunch of texts, and I'm still catching up on them. But lots of questions about you, Nick, your dog, and peanut butter. Lots of questions.
Yeah, because you were the guy that you
lots
were passed
of,
out on a couch.
Lots of questions.
And a dog?
No.
That never violated you.
No, that never. Somebody was wondering how much peanut butter Nick invests in a month. What is your average jars per month that you go through?
I really don't spend that much money on peanut
One.
Butter.
You get it for free?
You gotta look I don't up. Really eat that much peanut butter.
And
I don't put it on my burgers because I'm
know.
Normal.
Someone wants to know, do you keep peanut butter on the nightstand?
I don't understand it. On the nightstand, it said creamy. It got crunchy later on.
Barry, my girlfriend treats her dog how Nick treats his. Pretty sure that says more about Nick than my girlfriend. Don't worry. I hate her, too.
God.
Somebody said I would just take my dog camping with me. Did you never
That's
consider
a great
that?
Idea.
I did. That was the first thing. But my sister said that this particular site is not a dog-friendly site.
Honestly. Is John Candy
it's a
knock-
camp. It's outdoors.
They, John
no,
Candy's
no
going to knock on
allowed.
The tent. Sorry,
Otherwise,
folks.
I would
Park sign out front should have told you. No dogs yeah. allowed. You can't be spooning without your underwear
really,
on.
It really is. No dogs allowed.
How is that even possible? It's an outdoors.
I guess because you're... It's yeah, but you are staying in a cabin. It is outdoors, but you're
But you're in a cabin?
Wait. You said you were camping.
Yeah, camping.
Yeah,
is
the tent
different.
Thing, we left it out of the situation because we're bringing two 70-year-olds. You can't put them in a tent, bro.
A 7-year-old?
Everybody else, 70-year-old.
Oh.
Yeah, there is tents, and there's going to be people participating, but I'm not.
Bingo at 6 in cabin number 1.
Yeah, so don't call it camping.
I'll send you the link to the site. Everybody's calling it camping.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not camping, though.
Okay.
Camping involves a tent and sleeping on the ground.
Yeah.
Do they cater in the s'mores? There's a modern...
So you might be staying in better accommodations than your dog. It's going to be up in the air.
And you,
like, you both are going to have a suite.
You have cameras in the family room of the cabin so that we can check on you, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right there. For your viewing pleasure.
I don't know what to think about all this.
Look, man, it wasn't my choice, bro. I'm just going. I really don't want to go.
If you were really roughing it, you could take the dog. Right?
Yeah.
It literally says on the website.
No, I'm saying if you were really roughing it, if you weren't bringing like... I see what you did there. The 70-year-olds, if you were like just you and a couple buddies going camping, you'd take the dog.
Oh, absolutely. No, I would have taken, even in this situation, they really won't allow it. I would bring my dog in this situation. They won't let me bring it. They just won't.
Yo, Nick, my girlfriend would watch your dog for like $40. We got 4 of our own. She would never get bored.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
I
appreciate the offer.
Just let some rando keep your dog.
But I don't know you,
dog
sir.
Comes back
or ma'am.
A mohawk with
who do you like
pink
better,
stripes.
Me or Nick?
Yeah.
Like those well-off chicks that like to dye their dog's hair pink and stuff?
Yeah. No.
Ridiculous.
No.
Somebody asked me, Barry, do you still host Cheaters? What? Do I look like the guy that hosted Cheaters?
That's a fake show, you know.
Cheaters?
Yeah.
It was totally fake?
Yep.
One time he got stabbed.
All staged.
The stabbing was staged?
I don't know. I've never heard about the
he got stabbed.
But I'm just telling
We're going to stage the stabbing, but yeah. That way I can still survive and I don't bleed to death.
I'm just telling you it was staged. The production people that I knew told me that it was staged.
Barry, please look up the Urban Dictionary definition of candy bar. That was from L.U. Dillon.
L.U. Dillon's rolling today.
Yeah. If he sent that text, it's obviously a shot at me.
Yeah. So what was it that Barry said that... No, we're not. I'm not saying it again from last when you didn't...
Oh, yeah, because I won't dump you, a-hole. After that segment? Yeah, I'm definitely not dumping you.
The previous segment? By the way, lots of high fives on the text lines for me for that segment.
Really?
They said you sounded like you were ready for a fight.
No, I wasn't.
Jeez.
I wasn't ready for a fight. I mean, Joel's known about this for a while.
Yeah, but
like
I'm not against
it. How come
it?
I was the last one to know?
Because you were in L.A.
Time out. Why do you think after that segment you were the last one to know?
What? I don't feel like you guys share everything with me.
I think that's an accurate feeling.
Wow, I thought we were besties, the three of us.
Yeah, see, I shared it with Joel. He threw me under the bus and told you.
I did not. Yeah. I mistakenly
and then I get berated
said
for
in front of
seconds.
Him, I mistakenly in front of him asked what you were doing when you were going on the camping trip with the dog.
And Joel's acting like he's never boarded a dog before.
Oh, we do it every time.
Or mounted a dog.
What? He said you mounted a dog.
No, that would never happen, and you know that.
You know you kiss your dogs in the mouth too, Joel.
Don't take advantage of the three-legged dog like that. You're mounted dogs and...
Yeah, I don't be... Not on the mouth. I don't kiss the dog on the mouth, but I'm not opposed to kissing the dog.
You don't... You've kissed your...
I'll kiss my dog, but no.
Your face? Don't lie.
No.
What do you mean? That's going to happen naturally,
dogs,
bro.
Dogs are going to lick your face anyway.
I'm going to bring my dog to the station one of these days.
I thought about it. I really
did. Lick your face.
I thought about
having... Good luck.
Barry Appreciation Week, where every day I brought another dog.
Lick your keyboard.
Oh, God.
Put peanut butter right there on the keyboard.
Why does my keyboard smell like penis and peanut butter? It's Nick's peanut butter. That's why.
Next thing you know, Barry's going to be on Shark
Tank. He doesn't even have the common decency to spoon it out of the jar first. Nope. He just sticks his right into the jar.
Barry's on Shark
why
Tank.
Why is there a perfect hole in the center of your peanut butter, Nick?
I don't know.
Mark Cuban says, Barry, where did you get the idea for penis butter? That
Sharks,
just came to me one
I'm
day,
offering
Mark.
You 5%. I'm offering you 5% for $50,000 into my penis butter.
This is a sports show, and we're not being very sportsy right now.
Okay, fine.
What are you on the text line?
Really? Somebody wants to talk about the Nats and Daniel Murphy. So I didn't hear about this, but we'll discuss
either,
in the next segment. Well, I didn't hear about the Cubs. I heard about Daniel Murphy, Bryce Harper, and Matt Adams all being claimed off of revocable trade waivers. But people are texting in asking, well, what about the Cubs? And Josh Rapp said, oh, maybe your Astros are getting the bat that you guys wanted, which I didn't want a bat, but
I did.
I don't know. We'll discuss in the next segment because there might be some details that could involve several teams here. So
there you go.
We'll bring it up.
Hey, let's get sportsy. We'll have some fun with that and more as we continue on with the usual suspects. Before we get to that, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. I use Infuse Energy. I switched about a year ago. It's been an amazing and remarkable savings over the course of 12 months. And the great thing is I know it because weekly I get an update on how much energy I used and where that relates to how much energy I used the year before at the same exact time. They also give you a hourly report as to when you use energy the most on a given day and the least, and that can help you out if like maybe something's on at the house you're not aware of. So it's great, and they make sure they're communicating throughout the process. That's the beautiful thing. When you deal with these big energy companies, you're dealing with automated systems and people that just don't want to deal with you. They just want to push you off onto somebody else, and it gets frustrating. Not going to happen with the Infuse Energy. Josh Pesikoff and his staff make sure that they answer the phones personally. They talk to you. They ask as many questions as you ask them so that they make sure that they get to the root of what you're calling about and how they can help you the best. InfuseEnergy.com is also a great way to reach out to them. But if you really want to talk to somebody and get to the bottom of how you get the best energy situation set up for you, whether it be for your business or your family, you just call 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. When you're talking to one of their customer service reps, you mention ESPN 97.5 and you get a $25 bill credit right off the top, and then they go from there. It's 100% green energy at your fingertips, which of course is going to help you offset your electricity use with a green plan that's also renewable energy credits. And it's just the way that they do business. It's affordable, it's hassle-free, and it's energy from a company that always has your back. Check them out. Infuse energy into your life.
ESPN. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, knee deep, hour number one, 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday. Boys, we got to pick a. Way back Wednesday at some
Ooh,
point during the show
that's
as well.
Right. Didn't you guys have a... We should let Juggalo Trey pick it.
The whole
Part
show?
Part of his producer's duty.
The
yeah.
whole show?
No. The theme.
Oh.
Just the theme. He has to come up with something before the end of the show as
I
part of his producer's role.
Album openers is the first suggestion.
Okay. Not so fast. Take your time with it. Like, boy, Trey, no foreplay at all, huh? Just...
In and out.
Man, you got to warm it up a little bit.
You know, the way gotta, the way the A is structured, it's a very tiny hole.
Wow.
The shots we take at each other on this program.
Oh, it's
I love
brutal.
It. Brutal. I personally enjoy it.
I'm asexual and I like Oasis.
I gotta find something to pick on Barry about, but I can't. I don't know what it is.
Tomorrow, you know what I'm
is
gonna do?
Is that shirt
you?
Abercrombie and Fitch?
It's American Eagle.
Damn it.
Yeah. Tomorrow I will wear my Abercrombie and Fitch shirt and the white jeans just so you feel better about yourself.
Well, I'm not gonna have to do anything. The listeners are gonna make fun of you for me.
Oh,
I won't
okay.
have to do anything.
Have you seen our listeners? Ugliest
yeah,
group
I have.
Of people I've ever seen
Damn,
in my whole
dang,
life.
That's not nice.
Well, I mean, I'm just getting it out there now because I gotta get ahead of it. yeah, Trey, as part of your job as a producer, sometimes, I mean, ours doesn't, but sometimes you have to do things for the show and contribute and come up with ideas.
I can't
Trey,
help you with that. You can't shadow me for that.
You can't
I'm not
just blurt out one thing. We're going to need a
yeah,
list.
You got to put some thought
details.
Into it. You have to put some thought into this. So come up with something that's really good that you think the people would be interested in.
I have
us
an idea.
Choosing.
I think you should do 3 hours and 1 hour is Beach House Tunes and 1 hour is My Bloody Valentine. And then every hour after that is Oasis.
No. You got to put some thought into it, Trey. Now, we teased this article a little bit, or this goings-on in Major League Baseball. So apparently, three Washington Nationals were claimed off of revocable trade waivers on Tuesday. That's today. Daniel Murphy, Bryce Harper, Matt Adams. Now, Nick said he saw something that came out just a few seconds ago that said, of those three, Bryce Harper's has already expired.
According to a tweet by Heyman.
So he will, who?
John
Heyman. So he will not be leaving the Nationals.
Correct.
So now we're talking Daniel Murphy, Matt Adams. Well,
for now, he could still be back on waivers. Someone else could place a claim for him.
I think once you put him out there and pull him back, that's it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think. Don't
catch me lying. I'm not sure on that one.
But so somebody asked us in the text line about Daniel Murphy and the Cubs, and I don't see anything that links the two. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not true, but what you need to know about this is basically the Nats are waving the white flag and saying we're done.
Remember, we talked about it. We were like, are they going to be buyers or sellers?
When, and remember, just because July 31st passes doesn't mean that trades can't happen.
Right.
That's how the Astros got Justin Verlander last year. It was past the regular trade deadline, and then you get into the revocable trade waivers and the trade waiver deadline. So it can still happen. That's what happened last year. Bad news
if you're watching the Nationals and you realize that the number one reliever closer that was out there when we got to the midseason point was Kelvin Herrera, mm-hmm. who went from the Royals to the Nats. He's on the DL. So people inquiring about that one and a deal for him are going to have to really do their due diligence like never before if that rings a bell.
Speaking of that, AJ Hinch has announced as of 1:22 this afternoon, that Roberto Osuna is the Astros closer. That is official now.
Charlie and Tyler had it on Charlie's show. Tyler did a little research because of the fact that AJ has to do he gets paid to do an XM show, and he said that he had a conversation with Rondon to explain that he was going to probably see some time in the sixth, seventh, or eighth innings, and that Osuna would be closing. So I think Nick's got the audio, so let's check it out. Here's AJ Hinch.
Certainly as the Astros manager, I've stayed away from the roles and having a closer. And I met with Hector the other day because I wanted to make sure he realized I'm going to start to use him, you know, a little bit more aggressively in the seventh and eighth inning against some guys that I think he matches up a little better than. Sometimes when you name the closer, you limit yourself as to like, okay, you have to have the lead and you have to be within three runs and it has to be in the ninth inning. And I think that makes for bad decisions for managers. So I wanted Hector to know that I'm going to start to use him more in the seventh and eighth, which means Osuna is going to get the majority of the save opportunities. But I need to use him in creative ways too. So I think you'll see that happen where Rondon gets some right matchups in the seventh and eighth, and Presley will be somewhere in there, McHugh will be somewhere in there, and Osuna will close the door, which is how this bullpen's built. So
there you have that.
Yeah. Not surprising. I know that Hinch had stayed away from defined roles, even though there were defined roles. He just didn't want to come out and say it. That's part of being a player's manager, is you let guys feel like that it's an all-inclusive bullpen, that there's no defined roles, that I'm not just a seventh-inning guy and I'm not just a setup man. I have the opportunity to close games when it happens. And that just wasn't the case. Rondon was getting the bulk of the saves, opportunities at least. But this is why you went out and got Osuna. So this should not be a surprise to anyone. It was a matter of him getting acclimated and – let's be real. The bullpen has been on the struggle bus for a while now.
No question about
it. So it's time to do something.
Presley, from the time you got him and with all the numbers and the top five ERA and all the things he brought to the table, the strikeout ratio and everything, he has struggled mightily. He did struggle a little bit again last night. The bullpen is just not what you thought it was going to be. So, you know, I've been out there saying that they should get insurance in the form of another bat, whether they need it in left field, help at the designated hitter, wherever they need him. But now you just got to cover all your bases because you know that you are tied once again with the A's after losing last night, and the A's just absolutely hammered the Rangers. This A's team is not going away, as we said, and you keep letting the door, let the Mariners back in every time you play the Mariners. So you got to be aware of the fact that you got to cover every possible angle right now, and you have till the end of August, which is coming up. So you got to be prepared. To your point, Barry, about the Nationals, when you said Harper was pulled back, the other two guys are gone.
Yeah, so somebody just tagged me. Joseph Martinez, appreciate you tagging me on this. Cubs have officially announced it on their Twitter. Daniel Murphy is a Chicago Cub. Cubs today acquired infielder Daniel Murphy from the Nationals for minor leaguer Andrew Monasterio and a player to be named or cash considerations.
And they followed that up with first baseman Matt Adams going from the Nationals to the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, good for you, so Josh Rapp.
There you go. The Cardinals have got some reinforcements as well. Interesting that we have not normally, even with the Verlander rumors last year before it came to fruition at the very last minute, we heard all about the Astros dabbling in the Verlander sweepstakes, getting involved in discussions with not only the Tigers but other teams. we've heard nothing about the Astros.
Not a bit.
So you're not expecting another Verlander deal, but it would be nice to know that at least they're kicking the tires and checking out what else is out there.
More good news, Altuve is coming back today.
Yes, he is.
So he will be in the lineup. So guess what? They just made a trade for Jose Altuve and didn't have to give up anything.
Did you see the fact that he had never, you know, he went from double A to the majors when he came up?
Yeah,
he, so he never had never been AAA in AAA. So he got a hit last night, and they actually gave him the ball, and he said he's going to keep it.
He's giddy about getting his first AAA hit. He said, I'm really proud. That's crazy.
That first hit probably could have come in a good place last night after the seventh inning, where they might have used it to try and hang on to a lead.
Brian McTaggart posted a picture of the baseball, and it says, Jose Altuve, first AAA hit, August 19, 2018, Fresno Grizzlies.
Yeah, and it's all handwritten in like
broken print. It's funny, man. It's pretty cool. That would be like you, Joel, going on Trey's podcast and then autographing it because you're like, man, I finally got to do this NASCAR podcast.
Can you sign the mic screen, Trey? I like it. I'm gonna put it.
Trey,
in my trophy
how's your
case.
Podcast doing? How's your podcast doing? It's doing good. Are you building up listeners? Look, what do we just talk about with the?
Hey, I did it.
You didn't turn up. You did not do it. You talked into the microphone again. At least this time you're not screaming at the TV. Ha! You got to turn the mic on to talk to us.
It's going good. Thanks for asking.
Oh, God, I love you so much, Trey.
Appreciate it.
So you're building up your listenership?
Yeah, I got some new followers that are NASCAR fans.
All right.
Said they'd listen.
Very good.
So,
did you change the open?
Do you have any guests?
No, we didn't change the open.
Oh, that's the best part.
We had a guest, but they kind of skirted us.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is it? Should we call them out in the next segment? Embarrass them?
No, listen, I don't know.
Oh, let's embarrass them. Truck driver you were going to bring on.
Brett Moffitt.
What a dick.
He's a nice guy.
You, sir, can go to hell.
I think he just got busy.
All right, we'll go to Brett.
Why'd he snuff you? We'll figure out. All right, we got 1 hour in the books, 2 hours still to go, the big show. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects on a Tuesday, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.